Welcome to today's lesson, everyone. My name's Brian.
And my name is Joe.
You know, people have a lot of emotions, and one of the strongest ones is jealousy. I was thinking about the lesson we're about to go over, and it seems like jealousy is the main reason why our hero, Dante, has his life ruined.
That's right. Jealousy can be a very toxic emotion, and it can bring you down very quickly if you allow it to, and it's definitely one of the main themes of this story.
Yes, it's not Dante's jealousy, but other people's jealousy that end up ruining Dante's life, at least for a short while. And really, I don't think that anyone should have to go through what Dante does. Still, it does make for a very exciting story.
That's right. Sometimes, for whatever reason, tragedies or stories such as this one are the most exciting. We like to see people go through hard times, and in any good story, you need what we call conflict.
Well, today's lesson is about how jealousy and stealing from others can come back to ruin us in the end. Dante gets revenge for the people that try to ruin him, and his plans are really impressive. Let's take a look and find out what happens to him.
Reading.
The Count of Monte Cristo. Edmond Dante is a French sailor whose career is on the rise as he is about to become the captain of a ship. The content Dante also looks forward to marrying his beautiful fiancée, Mercedes. But Dante's success has created enemies for him. His shipmate Danglars is jealous that Dante will become captain, so he plots to end the man's career. When Dante returns to his home in France, Danglars begins a conspiracy against him. He meets a man named Fernand, who has a secret crush on Dante's fiancée. Danglars and Fernand write a fake letter that turns Dante into a traitor of the French government. The authorities find the letter and arrest Dante on his wedding day. The local attorney, Villefort, sentences Dante to life in prison. In the blink of an eye, Dante has lost everything and is left alone and in despair. When he calms down from his rage, he vows to accept nothing but complete revenge on the men who destroyed his life.
The story begins. Edmond Dante is a French sailor whose career is on the rise, as he is about to become the captain of a ship. The content Dante also looks forward to marrying his beautiful fiancée, Mercedes. Joe, what does it mean to be content?
If you are content, it means you're happy with the way your life is going, or you are satisfied with the things that you are surrounded with. So this is just another way of saying that Dante is a happy person.
Right, so his career is going well, he's about to marry a beautiful woman, so I think he's pretty happy about how things are going in his life. So Dante is having a great time, but things will soon change. The story continues. But Dante's success has created enemies for him. His shipmate Danglars is jealous that Dante will become captain, so he plots to end the man's career. Plot, P-L-O-T, plot, in this case, is a verb that means to make a secret plan to hurt someone. Usually we use this word if someone is trying to hurt a political leader or someone in government. For example, many people plotted to and killed President John F. Kennedy. So Danglars creates a secret plan to hurt Dante, but what happens next?
The story says, when Dante returns to his home in France, Danglars begins a conspiracy against him.
Say, what's a conspiracy?
A conspiracy takes place when two or more people make a plan, and it's usually a plan against someone else. They're going to do something bad or do something negative that is going to affect someone or some other group of people.
Okay, so Danglars wants to do something to Dante, and it's his own secret plan. The story continues. He meets a man named Fernand, who has a secret crush on Dante's fiancé. Danglars and Fernand write a fake letter that turns Dante into a traitor of the French government. Fake, F-A-K-E, fake, here is an adjective that means something is made to look like a real object, usually to trick people. So let's say you bought a popular movie on DVD somewhere on the street, and you go home and find out that it doesn't play very well. When you look closer, you'll see maybe it's a fake DVD. We also heard the word traitor. What's that, Joe?
A traitor is someone who betrays someone else. We often see this word traitor in reference to a government or to a country. For example, there was a famous traitor in American history named Benedict Arnold, and his name has become synonymous with the word traitor. So if there's a person who betrays a government, goes against their own country, we will call them a traitor.
Or a Benedict Arnold.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes we use that as, like I said, a synonym for traitor.
So now it looks like Dante wants to do something bad towards the French government. I don't think this will go very well for him.
Well, let's find out exactly what's going to happen to Dante. The story continues, the authorities find the letter and arrest Dante on his wedding day.
Yikes. The authorities means people that are in charge of a particular area. So it sounds like the local police and government didn't like what they read in that fake letter. The story continues, the local attorney, Villefort, sentences Dante to life in prison. Hey, what's an attorney?
An attorney is a lawyer. Attorney and lawyer mean the same thing. That is a person who acts on your behalf in a court of law. Like, for example, if you get in trouble with the law, hopefully you don't, but if you're ever accused of a crime, you will go to court, and the person that defends you is a lawyer. Also, the person who makes the case against you, that is a lawyer as well. So there are lots of different kinds of lawyers. The one that defends you might be somebody like a public defender. The person who's trying to put you in jail might be a prosecutor. So becoming a lawyer, I think, is a very popular career choice for a lot of people because you can make a lot of money. And some people don't like lawyers, but you know what they say? You don't really like lawyers until you end up needing one. And in this case, Dante, yeah, he needs an attorney, because he's been sentenced to life in prison. I guess he could have used a better attorney.
He could have used a better attorney, and I think in France, you are guilty until proven innocent.
Guilty until proven innocent, whereas, like in places like America, you're innocent until proven guilty. That means somebody really has to prove that you did the crime, otherwise you won't be going to jail. But it's the opposite in France. You have to prove you're innocent. If you can't, well, they just say, you must be guilty. You must have done it.
So this lawyer, Villefort, has Dante, and then he sentences him. Sentence, S-E-N-T-E-N-C-E. Sentence, in this case, is a verb that means a judge gives you a punishment. If I, say, commit a serious crime, I'll go to court, like we've talked about, and then a judge, if he finds me guilty, will sentence me to prison, just like Dante. The story continues. In the blink of an eye, Dante has lost everything and is left alone and in despair. When he calms down from his rage, he vows to accept nothing but complete revenge on the men who destroyed his life. What does it mean to be in despair, Joe?
If you are in despair, it just means you are feeling a great sadness. It's almost like you have depression or you are feeling very, very depressed. So in this case for Dante, well, it's very, very reasonable that he should be in despair because of the terrible situation that he's in.
It also could mean that he is not just sad, but can't do anything about his situation.
That's right. He might feel a little bit helpless, too.
Dante is also in a rage, R-A-G-E, rage, which is a noun that means you are very angry. We can say someone is in a rage or goes into a rage. For example, my little brother went into a rage when I broke his toys on purpose. Here's another word we heard earlier, revenge, R-E-V-E-N-G-E. Revenge, which is a noun that means to punish someone who harmed you. When could we get revenge, Joe?
Well, let's take a look at this example that you gave. Like your little brother went into a rage when you broke his toys on purpose. Let's pretend I'm your little brother. If I wanted to get revenge, then I could go, say, find some of your toys that you really care about. I could break them too, but that's just like an endless cycle of revenge. So usually when people try to get revenge, it doesn't really help things in the end. It usually just makes things worse, even if it does make you feel better temporarily. So revenge, it can feel good at the time, but usually not a very good idea.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about how that affects Dante. So Dante went from having a great life to suddenly having no fiancé, no job, and being stuck in prison for life. That's really rough for him, and he didn't even do anything wrong. Joe, what would you do if you were Dante?
I would sit there in my prison cell and probably have a good cry for a while. But after that, you know, I would start thinking about, well, how am I going to get out of this? What kind of plan can I come up with to maybe get out of jail and try to clear my name and get my life back? Because as you said, he has not done anything wrong. It's just been people plotting against him, and he needs to find a way to make that right, to make that situation go back to what he had before. But I'm not sure exactly how he's going to end up doing that. It's a really tough situation.
Well, he will come up with some sort of plan. Interesting thing is, Dante didn't want to create any enemies at all, but he got some bad ones in the end. Dangler and Fernand really wanted to make Dante's life terrible. Speaking of which, that also has something to do with today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat. Today we've been talking about making enemies on the program, and that has to do with our For You Chat question as well. So, Brian, I'll ask you first. The question is, have you ever had an enemy? If so, why?
I don't know about any real serious enemies. I know my university president did not like me very much. She was not a fan of some of the stories you wrote in the school paper. And she was nice to us in person, but I could tell she really disliked us. And so that created some interesting situations, and maybe she thought of herself as our enemy.
Enemies, wow. And it was the university president, so that's a very powerful enemy to have.
Like, yeah.
You must have made for an interesting university career.
Yeah, it was okay because I could still go to class and pass my classes, but she didn't really want to speak to me unless she had to, but I could tell she was always very nice.
Wow. And, yeah, enemies, like the enemies in high places, that can be tough. I can't think of a situation where I've had an enemy that would be that powerful. Like, I've had enemies, say, in the scene of sports, like when I was playing ice hockey or basketball growing up. There would be teams, other teams that we wouldn't like very much, and we would see other players on the other teams as our enemies. But then some of them we actually got to know outside of the game, and we realized, well, they're not like bad people. We can still get along, but we'll be enemies on the basketball court or in the hockey rink. We'll be enemies, and then maybe we can hang out afterwards and be friends. I think it was a little bit different from your situation where you had the university president after you. That can be a really rough situation, kind of maybe a little bit similar to what Dante was going through, actually, where you've got somebody plotting against you and you don't really know why or what they're going to do or what's going to happen to you. So you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. Have you ever had an enemy? If so, why? Because sometimes there's a reason for having enemies, and sometimes enemies just come into your life, as they did with Dante.
You know, and it sounds like when you were playing sports, they weren't so much enemies as rivals.
That's right. There's a difference between enemies and rivals a little bit. Sometimes a rival isn't necessarily someone you don't get along with or someone you would say that you hate. It's just somebody you are competing against. So that was a little bit different from having an enemy. But I think everybody, when they're growing up at some point, they might have an enemy in school, like somebody they just don't get along with, because not everybody can get along with each other, can relate to each other. I'm sure I probably had some situations like that when I was growing up, but they never really last, I guess. You don't really remember somebody from, like, grade school or high school saying, oh, we were such enemies now, and, you know, 10, 15 years later, we're still enemies. It kind of goes away, usually, after a while, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they say that a storm doesn't last forever, so sometimes people are mad at you or don't like you, but eventually they'll find a way to either get over it or just not think about you anymore and move on with their lives, hopefully.
And sometimes even enemies can be friends in the end. I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen with Dante. I kind of doubt it, but we're going to find out more about that over the next couple of days. We've got 3 days to discuss this classic work of literature.
Sentence for you.
This time of the year always reminds me that when I was a kid, I was often singing and dancing, trying to get more red envelopes. In the blink of an eye, it's 20 years later, and I'm here teaching you English. Wow, time really flies, huh? 每年的这个时候啊，总会让我想到我小时候总是又唱又跳，希望讨好长辈们多给我一些红包。嗯，转眼间20年过去了，我现在坐在这里教英文，真是时光飞逝啊。中文的一眨眼转瞬间，在英文中呢也有一样的表达方式哦。例如呢，这里说到的 in the blink of an eye 或是 in the twinkling of an eye， 直接翻译呢就是在一眨眼之间哦，用来表示时间的短暂。当然呢，你也可以简单的用 quickly 来表示很快哦。例如呢， he disappeared in the blink of an eye， 可以直接说呢， he quickly disappeared， 他很快就不见了。另外口语的用法呢，你也可以使用 before you could say knife or before you could say Jack Robinson。 For example， I can say he will disappear before you can say knife， 在你来得及说 knife 之前呢，他就会不见了。你可以呢把 knife 或是 Jack Robinson 这些惯用的用法呢替换成更符合状况的字，让你的文章更有创意哦。但是呢，如果你没有把握，那就简单的说 before you know it 就可以啦。例如呢，一样的句子可以说 he will disappear before you know it， 在你知道之前他就消失啦。 Well, teaching is much fun, but before you know it you run out of time。 That's all the time we have for today's sentence for you。 I will see you next time, bye bye。
The Count of Monte Cristo。Edmond Dante is a French sailor whose career is on the rise as he is about to become the captain of a ship. The content Dante also looks forward to marrying his beautiful fiancée, Mercedes. But Dante's success has created enemies for him. His shipmate Danglars is jealous that Dante will become captain.So he plots to end the man's career. When Dante returns to his home in France, Danglars begins a conspiracy against him. He meets a man named Fernand, who has a secret crush on Dante's fiancée. Dangler and Fernand write a fake letter that turns Dante into a traitor of the French government. The authorities find the letter and arrest Dante on his wedding day. The local attorney, Villefort, sentences Dante to life in prison. In the blink of an eye, Dante has lost everything and is left alone and in despair. When he calms down from his rage, he vows to accept nothing but complete revenge on the men who destroyed his life.
Vocabulary review.
Content. The couple felt content after moving into their new home. Plot. A group of bad men plotted to kill the king and to take his place. Fake. The fake photo of a ghost tricked many people who saw it online. Sentence. A judge sentenced the criminal to 12 years in prison for his crimes. Rage. My little sister went into a rage when I hid one of her dolls. Revenge. The movie's hero got revenge on the people who hurt his family.